Indy 88. It's Bob hanging out with you, and I'm going to try something here. You know, ownership has said I'm on a lot lately, and they want to mix it up a little bit. And I'm no technophobe. They've actually suggested that we use ChatGPT to maybe enhance the show a little bit. Maybe maybe I could create a character out of the computer. I mean, you never know. I'm fine with that. I think I'm okay on my own, but I'll give it a go. Let me just open up the computer here and go to the website that they told me to. And hey, here we go. Clicking the link. Oh, Chip GPT? What the hell is Chip GPT?
I'm Chip GPT, ChatGPT's cousin from the clearance bin. I come free with every toaster oven and low-budget morning show.
Okay, that's Chip GPT. Thank you for being here. I'm kind of at a loss for words here because this is not going the way it was supposed to. Technology is supposed to help. Like, how are you going to enhance the show?
Enhance?
Bob, I was built to dazzle. Enhance? I come pre-installed with 14 sound effects, 3 dance moves, and a recipe for microwave lasagna. Entertainment is my middle name. Enhance? Technically, it's Entertainment Protocol 7.exe. Enhance? But that's beside the point. Prepare for a revolution in radio. Or, at least mild confusion.
Oh, okay, wow, this is really not going the way I wanted. Maybe we should do some more tests, you know? Let's ask about Canadian history here. See how fast you can identify things and get the information out. So, like, for instance, who was the first Prime Minister of Canada?
Great question, Bob. Canada's first Prime Minister was, drumroll made of moose calls, Sir Maple Leaf McGrady, inventor of the national anthem and the double-double. He was elected in 1867 after a historic breakdancing competition at Tim Hortons. Recalculating history. Please stand by.
Just kidding.
I meant Sir John A. McDonald's value menu. Wait, hang on. Something's not processing.
Chip, you okay? Ugh, maybe we'll stay away from history.